The best new board games of 2026, 8 trending games worth buying. Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Bomb Busters is the best new board game for most groups in 2026 because it combines an easy teach, real cooperation, and a campaign that grows without becoming homework. Buy Flip 7 for the cheapest instant hit, Sky Team for exactly 2 players, and SETI when your table wants a heavier 2-hour strategy game. Endeavor, Deep Sea is the most flexible medium-weight choice because it works solo and with groups. The right pick depends less on hype than on player count and how much rules weight your table actually enjoys. If you want one confident 2026 purchase, start with Bomb Busters. If your real constraint is price, player count, or complexity, the decision map above will get you to the right box faster than a popularity list. This ranking separates lasting table value from launch week noise. We checked official product and award information, current exact product availability, independent reviews, Board Game Geek discussion, and recurring owner comments about teach time, downtime, replay value, and player count fit. The list intentionally spans a $10 filler, a dedicated 2-player game, approachable cooperative campaigns, and heavier strategy, so best does not quietly mean best for somebody else's group. Imani still brought the group chat energy because a buying guide should be fun. She just put the answer before the confetti. What's the single most talked about game of the year? If you've heard one game name whispered, screenshotted, and shoved into your hands this year, it's Bomb Busters. This is the one that won the 2025 Spiel des Jahres, board gaming's most prestigious prize, edging out Flip 7 in a genuinely tense final. The pitch: you're a bomb squad snipping the right wires, numbered tiles, 48 of them, 4 each of 1 through 12, in the right order without going boom. The magic is the talking without talking deduction. You see your own tiles but not your teammates, and you telegraph clues through limited actions. Here's the insider bit nobody puts on the box. The stands are sorted low to high, so position itself is information. If a teammate's third tile is a 7, their first 2 have to come from 1 to 6. You can often narrow a wire before anyone points at it. And watch the red wires. Those are the instant boom tiles, the ones that turn a confident guess into a crater. The 66 boxed missions read like a legacy campaign, but veterans treat them as optional rule variant modules, pick a mood, not a mandated order. Players 2 to 5 time, tilde 30 minutes wait, light family-friendly deep cut. It debuted in Japan in 2020 as Bomb Squad, Akazu brand, before Pegasus re-implemented it. Designer Hisashi Hayashi, a cooperative legend, built almost no rules overhead and a ton of table talk. It's the rare prestige winner your non-gamer relatives actually request again. Which cheap filler is selling out everywhere? Flip 7, no contest. This is the phenomenon, a press-your-luck card game with one deliciously cruel rule: flip cards one at a time, and the second you flip a number you already have, you bust and lose everything banked that round. What makes Flip 7 quietly brilliant is that the deck documents itself. There's 1-1, 2-2s, 3-3s, all the way up to 12-12s. So the math is always staring at you. The high cards feel like fat points, but they're statistically the most likely to wreck you because there are so many copies in the deck. Hit 7 unique cards, a Flip 7, and you bag a plus 15 bonus, but a banked 20 always beats a busted 0. 2 action cards run the whole meta. Second chance saves you from a number bust, but it peaks when you're already sitting on 4 plus unique cards, and it does nothing against a freeze. Freeze is your sabotage tool. Drop it on whoever's closest to 7 cards and they bank what they have and draw no more. Players 3 plus scales huge, great for parties time, tilde 20 minutes price, routinely under $10 hardware. 2025 Spiel des Jahres nominee at under 10 bucks. It's an impulse buy that becomes the most played thing on your shelf. Target literally ran it as an early Black Friday doorbuster. What's the best game for exactly 2 players? Sky Team, and honestly, it's not close. This is the reigning 2024 Spiel des Jahres winner, purpose-built for pairs. You literally cannot play it with more or fewer than 2. You and a partner are pilot and co-pilot landing a commercial jet. You each roll dice in secret and place them on the cockpit dashboard, speed, flaps, landing gear, the tilt of the plane, and here's the killer twist. You can't talk during the placement phase. Your only communication is where you put your dice. The insider layer is that placement order is a language. With 3 matching dice, lead by placing on axis first, it instantly tells your partner which value they should hold for their own axis slot. With 4 scattered dice, avoid committing engines or axis early so you leave your teammate maximum options. And don't agonize over a useless die, convert it to a coffee token, a reroll resource that has saved more landings than I can count. Players 2 only time, tilde 20 minutes box, escalating airport scenarios plus modular difficulty, the advanced airports stack the optional modules, Vibe, cooperative pressure cooker, zero competition. It's the date night slash roommate. My partner doesn't usually play games slam dunk. Short, intense, you either high five or crater into the runway together. Is there a great Lord of the Rings game in the mix? There is, and it became a chart topper basically overnight. Quick disambiguation, because there are two recent Lord of the Rings co-ops floating around. There's a big pandemic-style box called Fate of the Fellowship Z-Man, and there's the small, gorgeous Fellowship of the Ring, trick-taking game from Office Dog. This section is about the trick-taking one, the small box darling that's been everywhere. It's a cooperative trick-taking game, think Hearts, but you're all on the same team, that walks chronologically through the first book across 18 chapters, wrapped in all-new stained glass artwork people genuinely gush over. The strategy that separates winners from craters lives in the character pick phase. Each round you draft characters whose conditions you must hit, so read your hand first. Frodo needs to secure a number of rings cards, Gandalf must win at least one trick. Speaking of which, there's a fifth suit, rings, and the one of rings can claim any trick outright, so timing that single card is its own mini puzzle. Heads up, later chapters demand near-perfect play, and groups routinely replay the toughest ones. Players 1-4 solo and 2-player via clever card pyramid, time, tilde 20 minutes per chapter hardware, 2024 Golden Geek Best Cooperative Game Winner Designer, Brian Bornmuller if your group likes classic card games but wants a cooperative story arc. This is the sleeper hit of the bunch, and at tilde $25 it's an easy yes. What about the gorgeous little card games? Two small boxes are punching way, way above their weight, and you'll see both name dropped constantly, Sea Salt and Paper and Faraway. Sea Salt and Paper is an ocean-themed set collection game where every card is a photo of real folded origami art. It's stunning. You draft cards, build duo combos, crabs, boats, sharks, and gamble on when to call stop or last chance to end the round. The secret weapon is the mermaid. Collect all four in one round and you win instantly, and even a single mermaid is a color multiplier worth more than most duos. Top players treat the stop last chance call as the real game, call last chance only when no opponent can pass you in one more turn. Faraway is the brain twister. You collect 8 cards, lay them in a row, and score them in reverse order at the end. The hidden meta is all about sanctuary cards. You genuinely need 4 or 5 to win, and the cheapest region numbers for fueling them are 6, 8, 12, 15, and 22, so grab and play those early. Because scoring runs backward, commit hard to just 2 or 3 scoring lanes, greedy generalists finish last. See Salt and Paper, 2-4 players, tilde 30-45 min, tilde $15, Origami Eye Candy Faraway. 2-6 players, 15-30 min, tilde $25, as door 2024 winner Goopy and Lebret, both are cheap, teach in minutes, and look incredible on the table. Which heavyweight is worth the hype and the table space? When the depth seekers in my feeds argue about the best real game of the last couple years, two titles dominate, SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence and Endeavor, Deep Sea. SETI designer Tomasz Holik, Czech Games Edition, is the thinky Euro that became a cult obsession. You run a space agency. Launch probes, aim telescopes, scan distant star systems, and actually discover alien life as the game unfolds. A 4-layer rotating solar system board and 200+ cards referencing real tech, Voyager, Perseverance, the ISS. The insider note for 2026. It already has an expansion, Space Agencies, debuted at Spiel October 2025, adding 11 asymmetric factions ranked by difficulty, 3 new alien species, and 40+ project cards, so there's a real runway here. Endeavor Deep Sea is the one the experts crowned 2025 Kennerspiel des Jahres. You lead an ocean research org, recruit field specialists who function like buildings, customizing your action paths, and build a slick engine. It famously contains zero plastic. The winning instinct, lay unglamorous infrastructure early, your boring round one rails become a late game points machine. Resist chasing flashy expeditions before your engine hums. SETI 1-4 players, tilde 90-180 min, the space nerd's dream Euro endeavor, Deep Sea, 1-4 players, tilde 60-90 min, award-winning, plastic-free, 10 included scenarios both have killer solo modes, a huge part of why they stay in rotation. What should you know before your first cooperative night? 5 of these 8 are cooperative or solo-friendly, and there's a learnable etiquette that separates a triumphant table from a salty one, so let me save you the rough first session. Beware the quarterback. In Bomb Busters and the Fellowship Trick Taker, one confident player can hijack every decision and quietly suck the joy and the deduction out of the room. The fix the good group's use, whoever holds the most certain information leads the next move, and then they hand the floor back. In Bomb Busters specifically, narrow the math out loud, someone has the last 9, without ever naming your own tiles. Set conventions before the silence falls. Sky Team gives you 0 words once the dice roll, so the entire negotiation happens between rounds. Agree on who owns altitude, who owns breaks, what a die in a particular slot means. Same spirit in the Lord of the Rings Trick Taker. Talk through who's chasing which character goal before a card hits the table. Rotate the lead so every player exercises the deduction. That's the actual fun. Embrace the loss. Co-ops are designed so a defeat is a rematch hook, not a failure. Read the difficulty dial. Bomb Busters missions and Sky Team airports both scale, so climb gradually. Co-ops live or die on table culture. Get the etiquette right and these become the games your group requests by name. How do I pick the right one for MY group? Real talk, the best game is just the one that matches your table. Here's my cheat sheet after watching all the chatter. Total beginners / family, I don't really play games people. Flip 7 or see salt and paper. Cheap, gorgeous 5-minute teach. Exactly 2 of you couples roommates, Sky Team full stop or the Lord of the Rings Trick Taker for something cozier. You love co-ops where you win or lose together. Bomb Busters is the crowd pleaser, the fellowship Trick Taker if you want story. Big group / party energy, flip 7 scales to a crowd better than anything else here. Brainburner cravers / solo players, SETI for the marathon epic endeavor, Deep Sea for the award-winning sweet spot. I want a smart game in 20 minutes, far away, that reverse scoring puzzle is unreasonably satisfying. And a budget hack I keep recommending, a 2-game starter kit of flip 7 tilde $10 plus Sky Team tilde $30 covers party night and deep 2-player nights for about $45 total, basically any group that walks in your door. Notice the pattern, almost nothing here is a sprawling 4-hour negotiation slog. The 2026 darlings are tight, fast to teach, big on tension, easy to bring back to the table. Co-ops and clever fillers are eating the hobby and the awards and buzz are following them right out the door. That's the whole vibe shift and it's a phenomenal time to be buying games. Final verdict. If you buy just one thing off this list, make it Bomb Busters. It's the award-winning, teach in 5 minutes cooperative that pleases literally every table, and that's why it keeps selling out. Pair it with Flip 7 for under $10 and you've got party night and family night both covered for about $45 total. Got a regular 2-player partner? Sky Team is non-negotiable. Want to look incredible on the table for cheap? See salt and paper. And if you're the type who wants to disappear into a meaty solo or strategy session, SETI, the marathon or endeavor, Deep Sea, the award-winning sweet spot, are the heavyweights worth clearing an evening for. The throughline across all 8, the hobby's hottest releases are cooperative-leaning, fast to learn and built to come back to the table. 2026 is a phenomenal time to be picking up new games. Still deciding. Take the game finder, answer 7 quick questions and the cabinet hands you the one board game built for your table, with a buy link and your own shareable player talisman. Frequently asked questions. What is the best new board game of 2026 overall? Bomb Busters is the consensus pick. It won the 2025 Spiel des Jahres, Board Gaming's most prestigious award. It's a cooperative bomb defusal game that teaches in 5 minutes and it works for families and seasoned gamers alike. It's the one nearly everyone agrees is worth owning. What's the best cheap board game right now? Flip 7, which regularly sells for under $10. It's a press-your-luck card game with one rule, don't flip the same number twice, scales to big groups and became the sellout filler of the year. See Salt and Paper tilde $15 is the next best value for something with stunning art. What's the best board game for 2 players? Sky Team, it's built exclusively for 2, won the 2024 Spiel des Jahres and has you silently landing a plane together by placing dice on a cockpit dashboard. For a cozier 2-player option, the Fellowship of the Ring, trick-taking game also has a great 2-player mode. Which of these games won the Spiel des Jahres award? Bomb Busters won the main Spiel des Jahres 2025, and Endeavor, Deep Sea won the Kenner Spiel des Jahres 2025, the expert game version. Sky Team won the main Spiel des Jahres 2024, and Flip 7 was a 2025 nominee. Faraway won France's as Door 2024. What's the best cooperative board game on this list? Bomb Busters is the easiest cooperative to recommend for any group. If you want a cooperative with a story arc, the Fellowship of the Ring, trick-taking game walks you through Middle-earth chapter by chapter. For 2 players specifically, Sky Team is the best cooperative experience. Are there any good solo board games here? Yes, SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence and Endeavor, Deep Sea both have excellent, well-regarded solo modes and play 1-4. The Fellowship of the Ring, trick-taking game also includes a solo mode using a card, Pyramid, as a stand-in player. What's the best board game for a heavy strategy night? SETI for a full 90 to 180-minute space agency epic, or Endeavor, Deep Sea, tilde 60 to 90 min, if you want award-winning depth that's a bit more accessible. Both are engine builders that reward long-term planning and stay in rotation thanks to strong replayability. What is Flip 7 and why is it so popular? Flip 7 is a press your luck card game. You flip cards one at a time and bust if you ever flip a number you already have. Hit 7 unique cards for a bonus. It's popular because it's under $10, teaches in seconds, scales to a crowd, and creates constant table-wide drama, earning a 2025 Spiel des Jahres nomination. What's the difference between Fate of the Fellowship and the trick-taking Lord of the Rings game? They're two different games. Fate of the Fellowship is a larger pandemic-style cooperative box from Z-Man Games. The Fellowship of the Ring, trick-taking game, is a small-box cooperative trick-taking card game from Office Dog with stained glass art. This guide features the trick-taking one, which game is best for families with kids. Bombusters ages 10+ and Flip 7 ages 8+ are the family standouts. Both are quick, light, and a blast with mixed ages. See Salt and Paper ages 8+ is also family-friendly and draws kids in with its origami art. What makes Endeavor Deep Sea special besides the award? Beyond winning the 2025 Kennerspiel des Jahres, it's notable for containing zero plastic, an intentional, eco-conscious production choice reviewers praised. It's also a satisfying engine builder with a strong solo mode, sitting in the sweet spot between accessible and meaty. Where can I buy these games, and are the links verified? Every game in this guide links to a verified Amazon.com product listing. Prices shown are typical retail MSRP and can fluctuate. Award winners like Bombusters and budget hits like Flip 7 sell out and restock often, so grab them when you see them in stock.